Good morning, everyone. What a lovely day to praise the Lord today, isn't it? They all are. We've heard that before from a friend of mine. They're all good. Yes. You bet. Thank you, Stephanie, for that story this morning. For he wouldn't have died on that cross, we wouldn't be able to look at that as a Valentine in a way. You don't think of it until somebody brings a story to share that moment. What does walking with Christ truly mean to us? It is not just walking with Christ, like we're walking down the street. Hi, buddy, what's going on? You know, I'm with you. Not really, right? Can be in a roundabout way, but it's what's in here. He wants to know what your come from your heart is your true walk. So we as Christians truly walking with Christ in our life should be able to endure ridicule, persecution for our faith because we are so sure that we believe is true that a Christian life is what surely is best for us eternally. I learned that on my way of Christ weekend. When I went on that weekend, it was very strong. I was listening to guys on that weekend, I felt, listened, what was really happening to other men. It was really starting to change my own life. So at that instant, I asked Christ to come into my heart and show me that to be the person that I wanted to be, to share God with others. That's what that meant to me. Like in my scripture says in Romans 12, 9 through 21, don't just pretend that you love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Stand on the side of good. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy in our work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically. Be glad that your God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble, and always be prayerful. When God's children are in need, be the one to help them out. Get into the habit of inviting guests home for dinner, or if they need lodging for the night. If people pursue you because you are a Christian, don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. When others are happy, be happy with them. If they say you're sad, share their sorrow. Live in harmony with each other. Don't try to act important, and don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do your part in life and peace with everyone as much as possible. Dear friends, never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God. For it is written, I will take vengeance. I will repay those who deserve it, says the Lord. Instead, do what the scriptures say. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink, and they will be ashamed of what they have done to you. Don't let the evil get the best of you, but conquer evil by doing good. It's not just to say that I'm a Christian, but to be a Christian and to live as a Christian. That is what walking with Christ means to me. A wonderful Christian example to me was our brother Jim. We spent a lot of time together. Y'all know by now Jim and I rode to prayer group on Saturday mornings. Talked about life a lot together in general and Christ a lot every Saturday morning. Well, one morning I was struggling with, I was talking to him, I was talking about prayer, how to pray. So I just told Jim I was struggling with that, and I didn't know what to say. And so Jim just, we were coming off his exit there by his house, by 474, the Farmington Road exit, come off onto the highway. He actually slowed down his Ford GMC truck. looks over at me with these soulful eyes of his that he always had for anyone. And looked at me and just says, Jesus doesn't expect a perfect prayer, Ed. Just say what you feel in your heart and let it come out. And he just simply said, that is a prayer. Because it doesn't matter what Christ wants to hear, how you say it, as long as it comes from your heart, it'll always be a prayer. Jim helped me grow in my faith a lot. He's been a very good example all the time that I've known him since I've been in this church. God knows we are not going to be perfect. Sometimes old behaviors show up when we least expect it. It helps to have people in our lives hold us accountable when this happens. Like one day when Vanessa was driving down the road. Another driver wasn't pleased with the way she was waiting at a red light to turn. Took too long. So he kind of displayed his frustration and shot around her and cut her off. So surprisingly, to me, Vanessa calls this guy a jerk. So the first thing come out of my mouth, I said, you know, you probably heard the expression cowboy up or straighten up, you know? So I kind of gently reminded her of her Christian attitude. And I said, I think you need to Christian up. And I've used that ever since. We kind of laugh about it now, but it's always been... I needed to add that. Because always important to ask God to take behavior out of us. We don't want to have bad behavior like that. Even when we simply want to say a prayer from our heart. Like Romans 3:23 says... For all have sinned, all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet now God, in his gracious kindness, declares us not guilty. He has done this through Jesus Christ, who has freed us by taking away our sins. For God sent Jesus to take the punishment for our sins to satisfy God's anger against us. We are made right in God when we believe that Jesus shed his blood, sacrificing his life for us. God was being entirely fair and just when he did not punish those who sinned in former times, and is entirely fair and just in the present time when he declares sinners to be right in his sight because they believe in Jesus. So you see, God sent Jesus to take our punishment of our sins as humans. We can learn to have a relationship with him personally. Now going back to what I was telling you about, my weakened way of Christ. I saw what was happening to other guys on that weekend, getting to their knees, asking Christ to forgive them of their sins. So I thought to myself that I needed this. I'd like to have forgiveness in my life. I could have joy, love, and peace like they were experiencing at that particular moment. At that very moment, a pastor who was standing beside me, while we were all these men were gathered up and they were praying for a guy, and I was standing there, and somewhere in my little heart, I just whispered, "Well, me too." And that's just the way I said it. I was just standing there in this little crowd. It's kind of meek because I didn't know, you know, I didn't have this walk with Christ yet. And he heard me. "Me too." And these men just jumped. Room full of people. All came back around me, for me. Prayed. We all gathered as this pastor said a prayer. Asked me, "Would you like to have Christ come in your heart right now?" So saying yes, also at kind of a whisper, because by then I was bawling. I fell on my knees crying. This pastor held out his hand. We stood up together. He gave me a hug. And at that moment, if you'd ever felt a hug, it felt like Christ was coming through him into me. And that was just, it was overwhelming to me. As you can tell, it's kind of, if you've never had that moment, I know people in Christ have always been in Christ, and that's a wonderful thing. But a powerful moment like that, if you've never been there, and it hits you like a rock right then, it is so overwhelming and powerful. That's loving. It just, and I haven't tried to stop since that weekend. Well, the overwhelming joy came over me. That moment, as I stand here today telling you this about my way of walk with Christ, that's how powerful it was when I was standing there. I was listening to this minister talking, this pastor. He just wanted to ask me, just stressed, how much do I really want to love Jesus? Do I really want him there? I said, yes. And I was afraid, kind of. So I just let it go. I let heart, I let go, and I let God. And it was joyful. In a conclusion, I'd like to read an article I saw on the internet by Bill Keller on liveprayer.com. I'm learning to explore the internet now. Couldn't do it before. He wrote this 20 days before 9/11. It's called Our Walk with Christ is 24/7. You don't stop being a Christian when you go to school or to work. You don't stop being a Christian when you're out with your friends. You don't stop being a Christian when you play. You don't stop being a Christian at the store. You don't ever stop being a Christian. Now stop for a second. Take a big breath. Hear this one more time. You don't stop being a Christian when you go to school or to work. You don't stop being a Christian when you are out with your friends. You don't stop being a Christian when you play. You don't stop being a Christian at the store. You don't ever stop being a Christian. Did you get it? Do you understand the impact of what I have just shared with you? Every second of every day, you are a Christian, a follower of Christ. This is why God gave us life, to serve and glorify Him here on earth. This is what our life is all about. God has given us a wonderful way to serve Him, simply by the way our lives, we live our lives. Never forget that once we accept Christ by faith, your Bible tells us it is no longer our life, for it belongs to the Lord. Surrender to Him today. Let Him use your life in every way, every day, in a normal course of your daily life. Never forget our walk with Christ is not just for an hour on Sunday morning, but it's 24/7. So if you feel like you may slip up, we need to check our attitudes a little and just Christian up. That's what Christ would want us to do. I'm ending. I guess my point is all this talk is that when you come to Christ, you can say you love Him and want to do right for Him and talk with Him and want Him in your life as a follower. You want to be His follower. But the weekend that I came to hear and I fell down on my knees and I bawled, it showed me what a real man I really was, because there's more of an essence in a man than just saying I can be a man. I could be a bully or whatever, you know, but the real essence of a man is being able to stand there and say, I love you, JR. Give him a hug and accept that through Christ's love, through your heart. That's what a real man is with a walk with Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you.